Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. First half-hour interview is with Healy Spivak, short-term rentals, Airbnb and others. In fact, it was Warren Buffett who angered hotels in Omaha a little over a year ago and said the people coming to his event there should stay in private homes and maybe use Airbnb rather than pay the high price hotels were charging. So this is not a new controversy. Uber and Lyft ride-sharing programs have also run into trouble with restrictive rules. It's all about a new economy of sharing, and with us is Healy Spivak to talk more about short-term housing rentals and the event that's coming up at 6 o'clock this evening down at Capitol Square. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Really appreciate this.
My pleasure.
So at the crux of all this, as I understand it, is some concerns that this new sharing economy, just like there were concerns with Lyft and Uber, that this is somehow not a good thing.
Right.
That people should not be allowed to rent out their homes for short periods of time.
Well, it's just like anything, I think. When people don't really know what something's about, they become fearful. And so they think, oh, it's going to be a party house, and it's going to be crazy, and there are going to be strangers coming in. I have to lock my children up because there'll be break-ins. And actually, nothing could be further from the truth, because these people come. It's basically a residence being used as a residence. Nothing more, nothing less.
Right. And typically, how long do people rent these homes?
Typically, well, we only, ours is only like 2 days or more, so it's a 2-day minimum.
Okay.
And that kind of cuts down on having parties. Mostly it's families. Usually it's a weekend or 3 nights and that's
sure. And so what, in your world where you're doing this, this is, what do you call it? It's
VRBO, Vacation Rental by Owner.
Vacation Rental by Owner.
Yes.
And this is something that the city of Des Moines is taking its time looking at.
Exactly.
Because they're very concerned that this is an issue that they've got to deal with. West Des Moines recently dealt with this whole issue, and they say, no, you can't rent out your home unless you're physically in the property at the same time. Is that accurate?
Well, that's what they're saying,
yeah.
But there are, I mean, when you rent out your home to a renter, you don't have to be there. You won't be living there with the renter, and it's much the same thing, only a much shorter term.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't understand. I mean, I don't want to have to babysit adults, which is essentially what you would be doing if you had to stay there while the renters were in your house.
Right.
The house is all furnished.
But that is the, people are worried. People
yes.
are nervous. People are scared.
Yes.
People
yes.
are, people always
Absolutely.
Are scared and nervous
Absolutely.
And worried.
Absolutely.
So tonight, the Des Moines Register, Lee Rudin, has convened, if you will, an event down at Capitol Square. Tell us about that.
Well, there was an article in the paper,
mm-hmm.
and we have been fighting a battle kind of with the city because they have forbidden us to do short-term rentals. And there are others in the city, like 90 others, that are going on unimpeded. So when I talked to Lee, she thought, well, that bore some looking into.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she did the article and then called the city council. And so it's going to be like an open forum, which is really great because the more that's said and the more that people know about it, the better it is. So if you're for it or if you're against it, you should show up and find it, learn a little bit more about them and find out what it's about. Because it's really an economic boon to any city that supports it.
Her name is Healy Spivak, ladies and gentlemen, and she is in town tonight for this event going on at Capitol Square at 6 o'clock. If you are in the area and you'd like to take part in that, at least listen to the facts that are being presented by, I'm sure, all sides on this. It's an important meeting to go to. Let's switch back to this whole vacation home rental by owner,
right.
This whole
okay.
idea. This is something that's catching on in many, many parts of the country, particularly in areas that are touristy or tourist
right.
places. The Des Moines Metro is becoming that now that we're getting a downtown hotel and NCAA mm-hmm. and all kinds of other things are starting to pop here in the Des Moines Metro. So people will be looking for, I would suspect, this type of an arrangement.
Right, right. And it's perfect in Des Moines because Des Moines is so centrally located and it has very nice airport. And so we have nonstops to D.C. We have people that come in from Alaska. We have people that drive down from Minnesota. And people, it's not just because of the city, but it, people come for weddings, for funerals,
sure.
for graduations, for, you know, girls' weekend get-togethers where they just sew. They
right.
just stay there
Hang
and
out.
Sew. Yeah.
So tell me about some of the typical customers that you had at your rental location. What are they like? I mean, are they?
They're very nice people.
I'm sure they are, but,
yeah.
but give us a demographic view of who these people are.
Well, they're people just like your neighbors. They're people, doctors, professionals. The museum from Minnesota came down to do an exhibit for the science museum here. Artists come down for retreats. People come to attend a concert. They'll come to do the restaurants and the nightlife. I mean, you name it, they convene.
Just as if somebody were coming to stay at a hotel or motel.
Right. But it's much better at a house because you all can get together and you can cook and you can talk. And if somebody wants to go take a nap, they can take a nap without being,
sure.
you know, a party pooper. I mean, it's really quite nice.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be kind
yeah.
of nice.
Yeah.
With regard to the property that you've been dealing with here
yes.
in town, you've been told by the city that you can no longer operate
right.
as a vacation home by
right.
owner location. But there are others here in the city that are moving forward. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, there are. There are about 90.
About 90 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that put a problem? Isn't that an issue with the city? I mean, how do you end up getting singled out?
Well, we were singled out because we happened to have a cranky neighbor.
Well, I understand that. But
yeah.
but how can the city say no to you but yes to
That's
those guys
really
down the street?
That's a really good question, Mike, isn't it?
It is a good question.
I know. I know.
And I know that the city administration, they're all looking at this. And
right.
oftentimes what happens in these kinds of cases is they take a broad brush to everything and
right.
say, okay, we're just not going to do it.
Right.
And then be done with it. And at the same time, maybe cutting off their nose to spite their face. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting opportunity.
Isn't that what they did in West Des Moines?
We're just not going to deal with this.
And that's happened in other cities, in that they've ended up then overturning their hasty judgment when they get all the facts. And
yeah.
I hope that's what's going to happen here, because it'll be great for the city.
Well, we had great, you know, there was great nervousness here in the city when Uber came,
right.
you know, and that
right.
caused everybody, they were all up in arms about that. But I,
right.
you know, I don't notice any difference.
I don't either.
And I'm
well,
sure
it finds its own level.
Does. It does
yeah.
find its own level.
Yeah.
How do you market these types of places? How do you let people know that there are homes for rent by owner?
Well, you can Google a vacation rental and then all kinds of sites come up. And then you go and type in where you want to go. Mostly it's online. And then, I mean, I don't know of any that aren't online. And then they call you. The people send you an email usually.
Sure.
And then you call them back, and you have to interview them to make sure that they're not going to, you know, come and tear your house up. But
well, and that's an investment that you're worried
absolutely.
About, too, at the same time. Yeah, it just doesn't make
absolutely.
Any sense.
Absolutely. But we find more often than not, we don't even notice that the people have been there because they wash the dishes and they
sure.
clean everything. I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I probably would be. I can understand that, you know. As a frequent traveler myself, I like to leave my hotel or motel room or whatever, wherever I'm staying, pristine when
right.
I leave because,
right.
I, you know,
right.
hey, why should I trash the place? It's
right.
not mine. You got to be taking care of things. Thank you for coming in. I know you've got to scoot. You've got to get
yes.
down to this event at 6 o'clock at Capitol Square. Good luck tonight.
Thank you
And
very much.
We'll be watching this story.
Okay.
All right. Her
Thank
name is Hilly Spivak. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about vacation homes for rent by owner. Some of the new economy that's been sprouting its wings over the past couple of years. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report. We'll also take a look at the Iowa 25 and the commodity news. That's all ahead of our time with Bob Sorensen. He's coming in this half hour to talk about his business called Seven Verbs. It's next on the News Hour.
Should have known by the tone.